Hi, and welcome to the Flash Game University podcast, episode number 2.
Or welcome back if you just listened to our first one.
Yeah, and this is we're at flashgameu.com. I'm Gary Rosenzweig, and with me is William Follett.
Hey, guys.
Hey, and in this episode, I want to talk specifically about the book. The book is ActionScript 3.0 Game Programming University by Gary Rosenzweig. Hey, that's me.
Some illustrations by Will Follett.
Yes, and the front cover character and everything like that.
By Will Follett.
So I wanted to talk about the book and talk about what it's about. It comes out at the end of August, hopefully, according to Amazon. It's all done now at this point. We're recording this in the very last day of July.
And you probably pre-order it.
You can definitely pre-order it, and I have a link at the website. Excellent. You can even preview the book at this thing called IT Safari, which I think I have a link to in one of my blog posts. Okay. But there's no point doing that now. I'm paying all the extra money now because by the time you hear this, it'll be really close for the book to come out. So the book is about ActionScript 3 game programming. And I'm really excited about ActionScript 3 because it's almost misleading to say, well, there's ActionScript and there's ActionScript 2 and ActionScript 3, and they're just like iterations of the same thing. ActionScript 3 is almost a totally different thing than
really?
The previous versions of ActionScript. Yes. There's an engine in Flash that interprets the commands.
Mm-hmm.
And in Flash 8 and earlier, it interpreted all these ActionScript commands and everything, and it was very slow, which made it hard to make games.
It wasn't zippy at all.
No. You couldn't program things like pathfinding and checking lots of collisions and all this stuff because it was just too slow and it was a problem with Flash. ActionScript 3 is a completely new engine for doing this, and it is way faster. Like, for a lot of tasks, a level of magnitude faster, maybe two levels of magnitude.
Really?
100 times faster, yes. So there's amazing things you can do, and got me very excited about Flash as a game development platform again. I liked it at first, and of course I wrote two books on Flash programming before. But this time, boy, you could just do some amazing things. It's not that you couldn't do some things before, but before you had to optimize. You would write a game and it would work, and then you would have to spend like twice that amount of time then optimizing it so it would actually work on most computers. ActionScript 3, you can actually just program it and it works and it's done.
And it works fast.
And it works fast,
and
like
could,
the way you should program
it. You
can
see the difference between similar games.
Huge difference.
Earlier platform games.
Yeah.
We're slow.
I tried to make a platform game in Flash, and it's kind of slow, and it was hard. ActionScript 3, you could do all the calculations and everything so much
faster.
It's
this new one. It's
so I was excited about that. Yeah. So I decided to come out of kind of retirement. For the last 4 years, I've been saying I'm retired from book writing. But I got so excited about ActionScript 3, and I said, boy, there really needs to be a book on this soon, and I think I'm going to do it. Why not? So
yeah.
I wrote a new one. Yeah, I've written the books in the past. They were Flash 5 ActionScript for Fun and Games, and then the sequel, Flash MX ActionScript for Fun and Games. And this is not a continuation of that series.
It's a whole new series.
It's all a new series, even though some of the games, of course, I mean, you're going to do a book on game programming, you're going to include like a matching game, and there's a matching game in those two books, and the matching game in the new book, but I didn't even look at the old books to actually write this new one. I completely wrote new code because the ActionScript 3 way of doing things is so different.
And that's basically to teach the fundamentals
of
game programming.
Exactly. So this is a book from scratch. It's a whole new thing. You can almost, think of Flash, early versions of Flash being a different program than this new version of Flash.
Yeah.
And this is doing it for this new program. And I've also written a lot of books about Director and Shockwave and things like that. I wrote a book called Teach Yourself ActionScript in 24 Hours for SAMS, which was ActionScript 1.
I remember that one.
Yeah, was not even ActionScript 2. So that book's so obsolete now. And this new one is just, it's a different animal in a lot of ways. The idea here is I really want to teach people how to do things the ActionScript 3 way. The ActionScript 3 way, it's not very well defined now because it'll be defined as people start using it and writing large programs in it. But I kind of adapted the way that the documentation uses. I adapted the way that Flex developers, Flex is another program that produces Flash movies just like Flash does. So Flex developers have been using ActionScript 3 for 6 months before Flash developers were.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the way they were doing programming. And then I also looked at the way, what do you want to do for games? And I adapted this style of programming for ActionScript 3 that I think works really well. One of the things you can do with ActionScript 3 is you can have like a ton of different files, like class files. You can have like, say, one that controls like the player, one that controls like the enemies in the game, one that controls the map in the game and all this. And you can divide it up into a lot of things. And that gets really cumbersome. And it makes sense when you're doing like a large project, like maybe multiple programmers, long development times and all that. But I think it bogs down game development. So I follow the one ActionScript class for each game type of thing. And it makes development flat, fast and easy. And that's kind of the idea that the book teaches. And the first game, which is in Chapter 3, which is the magic game, actually builds up this class from, like, here's a version of a very simple thing. It just puts the cards on the screen. And the next one, okay, we're going to move them. And the next one, it builds it up in 10 steps. The rest of the chapters take the approach of here's the whole class, and then here's how it's built and what it does. And that's how that works. So in the book, let's see, what do we have in the book? There's 12 chapters in the book. It's about, I think, 450-plus pages. The first chapter really, it goes into the basics of ActionScript 3. So it teaches you basically a little bit about the language. It's for beginners, but it's also for people that might be used to programming in older versions of ActionScript. And then it shows you the basics, how to build this class file, do a little hello world program. You know, what are the basic things for conditional statements, like if then statements, and also for loops, for loops, and stuff like that. And you build a couple simple little examples. Second chapter is one I'm really excited about. It's building blocks for games. So it goes through, I don't know, it's about 20 or 30 building blocks. Things like, little physics of a ball getting thrown, or collision detection, or storing data, that type of thing.
All sorts of useful stuff.
Yeah, they're like little nuggets that you can actually take and use in your games.
You can use in other games.
Yeah, and by building these little building blocks, you're getting ready for the next step, which is to build a full game. And so I'm really excited about Chapter 2, because there's things like how to tell time and things like that are in there. That's really easy to go and say, boy, what was that? How do you play a sound? That's a good example. So playing a sound. So I always had trouble with ActionScript, ActionScript 2, remembering what the sequence you got to do to attach a sound and all that. And it's a completely different ActionScript 3 to play a sound.
Really?
And it's like two lines. And it's like, well, what is it again? I haven't done it in a few weeks and I can't remember.
Yeah.
Well, I just got it in there, so it's like easy to refer to. Even I refer to it at this point, a few weeks after finishing writing. So that's Chapter 2. And Chapter 3 goes into that matching game, which is the basic thing where you have to match two cards, turn over two cards and see if they match. And it builds it up in 10 steps, adding something to each part. And the last part, the 10th part, is a fairly robust matching game with animation and everything. But you get to kind of learn how to do it step by step.
And these are the basics. This is like the early classes in your university
career. Right. There's something in this book for beginners, and there's stuff for advanced users. Wait till you see what like the last few chapters have. Chapter 4 is a memory game and a deduction game. Memory game being like, repeat the sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And deduction is basically what Mastermind, the old game.
That's
Mastermind,
right.
The tags and all that. So it goes a little further into building games, and it shows you everything about those games and how they were built in ActionScript 3. Then we go into Chapter 5 goes into animation, and they're shooting and bouncing games. So a little paddle game, with bricks and everything. And then,
which, luckily, you read that chapter about ball detection. And
right, yeah, there's some parts from earlier, from collision detection stuff. And there's also a game called Air Raid in there where you're shooting at little objects flying by. So it's some basic arcade game stuff.
Kind of cool.
Learning the bits of animation.
If I remember
you drew those neat little retro-looking airplanes.
That's right.
And then we go into picture puzzles, and we have sliding puzzle where you click and the squares slide around the screen.
Yeah.
We do some work on the image. There's a great image engine in Flash. So I actually take the image; it's one JPEG, and I break it apart, which
in
is
Flash.
Great. Yeah, which is in the older books, we used to have to do things like, okay, you break it apart in Photoshop and then bring it in. Well, here you actually just supply a JPEG and it breaks it apart. And for the jigsaw puzzle, actually the same thing. Now, a lot of books, other books I looked at, they had jigsaw puzzles in them, and it's like you have a grid and you drag the puzzle pieces onto the grid.
Yeah.
This is actually a free-flowing jigsaw puzzle. Like, you actually can attach two pieces together and then move those two pieces as one.
Yeah. You can build in different parts of the puzzle. You can build this corner down here.
Build the edges first.
Yeah, work in the edges, work in the middle.
And that's, and I did a lot of effort to actually simplify these ideas instead of actually saying, well, this is, you know, I can make this really complex. But instead, how can I bring this down to the nugget of what you're trying to learn here as a programmer and make it still a good game? So I did a lot of work where I tried to simplify things and not do them the brute force obvious way, but try to look for clever ways to actually do these that are simpler than what you would first think to do. The next one is more of a move and arcade game. It's Space Rocks, a game I think I've done in every book I've ever written. It's basically asteroids.
Yeah.
So you got rotation and firing and these rocks getting blasted apart and all that. And this is a great game. A lot of people from my older books have taken the Space Rocks type game and customized it to be something completely different.
Good, because they're learning you're learning the fundamentals.
Right.
So you can build something greater.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the next one, this is something new, is going to a casual game, and I teach how to do Match 3. Match 3 is also known by a lot of names, including Bejeweled and Diamond Mine and things like that. It's a basic, if you go to Real Arcade, you know, and you look at all their games, half of them are Match 3 games. Yep. And they all start off with the instructions. You can recognize them and say, try to match three or more pieces by swapping it. So it's like the whole casual game genre almost means Match 3. So you're swapping these pieces and they drop down. And you actually build one. You got the full source code in the book to build one. And we actually did one. Ours with little gems, because that seems to be the most recognizable thing to do.
That's right.
Then we move on to stuff that uses text. So we have the trivia games, the question and answer games. And this is definitely, of my old books, people love to adapt these. And I guess there are a lot of educators using
these could
books.
Be testing engines. They could be...
Yeah, and I carry it really far here, because not only does it start with a basic quiz engine, where you can ask questions back and forth, but it arranges them very nicely. And then I have it go further into having things like timers, so it's you have a time to answer the question. You've got a hint. You can ask for a hint, and then after the question, you can get an additional piece of information. So, for instance, an explanation of why that is the correct answer. And then I carry it further and actually go and say, well, how do you get even pictures into it? And I have a little thing where you can ask a question like, which one is an equilateral triangle? And I have four pictures. And the pictures are actually, it's still external XML. I'm using XML for these, so you actually can have a lot of quiz engines and educational engines can export XML. So you can bring this in to this or write your own XML, and then you can actually have these little images be like external SWFs that it brings in and ask questions with pictures. So much more advanced than anything I've ever done with trivia and quiz in the past, and much more adaptable as well.
Well, it sounds useful.
Yeah, it should be. Chapter 10 goes into the more traditional type of word games. Hangman is one I teach very quickly to show how simple it could be. And then I go into much more complex word search example of how to do that, and actually randomly arranging the words and then being able to select them. The next one I go into, Chapter 11, is action games. And here's revisiting the platform game.
This is
a
much
more advanced
chapter.
Much more advanced platform game that I've done in the past in a book, because I can do it much simpler in ActionScript 3. And actually, I do a complete two-level little thing where you have to go and get a key and open a chest. And people should have a lot of fun adapting this code, because it's two levels, but you know, you can go and build 40 levels. And
build as many levels as you want, and it runs fast. I mean, this ActionScript 3, it's zippy.
It is.
I can't describe it any other way.
It's great. And then the last chapter 12, we actually turn 90 degrees, and we're looking top-down, and we do two top-down games. One is a racing game, where you're actually racing around a track, and using some interesting collision detection stuff to allow, you know, you hit the side of the road and you go slower and everything. And then I do another one where you're actually driving around Flash Game University, a little fictional campus.
That's right.
And you can't go onto the city blocks. You have to stay on the streets. And then you can collect objects. And actually, I took that and I added a few things to it. And it's actually at our website. It's Campus Cleanup. But in the book, it's just the Chapter 12 game, top-down driving game.
Yeah.
But a great one to adapt. I see a lot of Flash games now where you're driving around a little area, collecting things, doing things. And so this is a framework for that. But it's also a complete game as well. So that's the 12 chapters. At the site, I don't have them up yet, but before the release of the book, I hope to have up all of these games as playable versions, so you can actually play them on the website and see exactly what they do. And they'll be the exact versions in the book, so you'll actually be playing the real things that you're going to get when you buy the book and get the source code. And also wanted to say that, these games can be used. I mean, if you're not like, well, you know, super developer want to go in and alter these and learn this stuff, it's still a really good library to be able to take these games, swap out the artwork, and put them up on your website.
And create your own games.
Right? Create your own games. So it's a library. And if you are a good developer, you've learned all the stuff in the book, but you need a quick start, you know, you have maybe clients or your boss coming to you and saying, I want a game like this. It's like, it's a match three game. I can start with chapter 8 from this book and then modify it from there instead of starting from scratch. So a lot you can do, and there's a table, more detailed table of contents up on the website already at flashgameu.com. And as I said, there'll be the example games will also be posted to flashgameu.com pretty soon. So that's it for this episode. Next episode, I'm going to talk a little more about me.
Let's talk about you.
Let's talk about this. Enough about me. What do you think of me? So, all right. So that's it for this episode. Thanks.
Bye. All right.